RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. Digital.
This chewy treat takes 6 hours to make. This is called Dodel. There are a lot of Dodel variations, but this one from Tangerang. Dodel Tangerang consists of palm sugar, coconut milk, and rice flour. The ingredients are stirred in a giant pan for 6 hours straight, non-stop. To do it require a certain skill that is passed down for generations. And finally, after 6 hours of stirring process, the chewy treat can be enjoyed by everyone.
Kembali pulang. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I hope that you are still fine and still continue listening to and watching us at www.voice.id. Well, do you know Raden Ajeng Kartini? She was an Indonesian national hero and also advocate for women's rights. And she is best known for her letters, which inspire a movement towards gender equality in Indonesia. She had also, you know, wise words, and she has many wise words, and one of her famous wise words is, "No cloud in the sky stays forever. The weather cannot always remain bright. After a dark night, morning comes, brings beauty. Human life is like nature," she said. That's wise word from Raden Ajeng Kartini.
Man.
Lihat ke langit luas dan semua musim terus berganti. Tetap bermain awan merangkai mimpi dengan hayatku. Terlalu bermimpi dengan hariku. Pernah kau lihat bintang bersinar putih penuh harapan. Tangan harusnya terbuka, coba temani dekati aku. Terlalu terang gelap malamku. Dan rasakan semua bintang memanggil tawamu. Terbang ke atas, tinggalkan semua. Hanya kita dan bintang. Lintas siwai luas bersama musuh terus berganti. Tetap bermain awan merangkai mimpi dengan hariku. Selalu bermimpi dengan hariku. Pernah kau lihat bintang bersinar putih penuh harapan. Tangan manusia terbuka, coba kembali dekati aku. Selalu terang gelap malamku. Dan rasakan semua bintang memanggil namamu. Terbang ke atas, tinggalkan semua. Hanya kita dan bintang.
Stop picking the wrong durian. People mostly say durian has strong smell and tastes weird. But chances are, you're getting the bad durian. To pick the best durian, you only need two steps. Step 1. Check the stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
Good durians have soft and moist stem, not dry. Step 2. Knock it off. Good durians sound lower when knocked. Additional step. Some seller allows you to get a taste from the durian you pick. If not good, just pick another one. Now you know how to pick the best durian, and of course you should.
Minum hingga tiba.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, this is the time for me to share you our information. Well, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, encouraged Indonesians to use Chinese New Year 2576 Kung Suli as an opportunity to strengthen tolerance and brotherhood amid ethnic and religious diversity. She emphasized in a statement on Wednesday that fostering solidarity and togetherness is crucial for Indonesians who represent a diverse nation in order to bolster their national integrity. She affirmed that through solidarity, cooperation, and togetherness, the people can overcome challenges and build a brighter future for all Indonesians. That information from Antara News Agency.
Dan kerasnya kepalaku juga dengan besarnya egoku kian halangi aku temukan cinta itu. Yeah. Baby, when you came into my life, never once you ever did me wrong. You're the very first advantage to see through it all. Aku bisa temukan cinta itu. Kian lama kapalku berlayar, berlabuh di dasar hatimu.
Hanya kamu
yang buatku percaya.
Darimu
ku rasakan cinta.
And
no.
Show.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of polo palo. Now polo palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce polo palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument polo palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen polo palo contest besides at school.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, polo palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Tang, tang, tang. They answered over there. Tang, tang, tang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galuanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No.
If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Yang musik polo palo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo palo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo palo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, polo palo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang, tang, tang. No tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Polo musical instrument is a pleasant progress, as David said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tune only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galuanta to develop Polo Polo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah Landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Polo produce different sound.
Polo Polo ini ada dua macam. Ini Polo Polo.
There are two kinds of Polo Polo. Ah, this is Polo Polo. But this one is Tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it. I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Polo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one, it's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Polo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Polo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Polo at that time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Polo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galuanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indie, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio owned by the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song written and originally performed by Rio Clappy was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special,
through the song, Rio Clepi celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns introducing the sound of Kecak in order.
Jangan saja hanya menunggu. lagi arah hidup yang tak jelas. Tiba-tiba kuat lagi rasa malas ini untuk lanjutkan yang dibangun sedari ini. Seandainya waktu rasanya ku mengenalmu di lubuk hati ini. Sembuh sejenak saja, hanya menunggu Kamis ini hari, hanya bertahan sampai Jumat lagi.
Tourist Village is one of the pleasing tourist destinations in Likupang, North Sulawesi. Tourist the village is undoubtedly in the heart of a super priority destination designated by the Indonesian government. Not only it is strategically located, Pulisan Tourism Village is one of the outstanding tourist villages in Indonesia. As quoted from minute.go.id, Pulisan Tourist Village won the second place title in the 2021 Trisakti Tourism Award in August 2021. Pulisan Tourist Village won the category of Tourism Village with a favorite video chosen by netizens with 3,650 likes on the Trisakti Award Instagram account. Pulisan Tourist Village is one of the main tourist villages in Likupang, which offers complete sea tourism packages. The two mainstay tourism destinations in Pulisan Village are Pulisan Beach and Pulisan Hill. Pulisan Beach is one of the favorite beaches in Likupang because it has soft white sand along its shoreline. The beach with white sand seems to consist of three parts, each of which is separated by a rock cliff that just up towards the sea. Among the interesting activities that can be done at Pulisan Beach are diving and snorkeling. Tourists can also visit the floating houses in the middle of the waters around Pulisan Beach. Meanwhile, Pulisan Hill in the Pulisan Tourist Village area also has views that are no less beautiful. From the top of the hill, you can see a stretch of turquoise seaweed combined with the blue sea. Even though you have it to track first, the view from the top of the Pulisan Hill will erase the feeling of tiredness. Pulisan Village tourist attractions are increasing thanks to the Pulisan Cave and the Tangkoko Dua Saudara Nature Reserve. The nature reserve is a habitat for protected rare animals, such as the yaki or large black monkey endemic to North Sulawesi, as well as the Malio bird. Besides that, the local government has also prepared several infrastructures to make tourist holidays more comfortable when stopping at the police and tourist village. They range from providing homestays to 4G signal support around the police and tourist village.
Newsline: Chinese New Year momentum for celebrating diversity. Indonesia urges accountability on migrant workers. Shooting in Malaysia. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives or DPR Puan Maharani encouraged Indonesians to use Chinese New Year 2576 Kung Chali as an opportunity to strengthen tolerance and brotherhood amid ethnic and religious diversity. In a statement cited on Wednesday, Maharani emphasized that fostering solidarity and togetherness is crucial for Indonesians who represent a diverse nation in order to bolster their national integrity. The Malaysian Ministry of Human Rights demanded transparent legal accountability from Malaysian authorities for the shooting incident against five Indonesian migrant workers involving the Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency or APMM in Selangor. In a written statement received on Wednesday, the Ministry's Director General of Human Rights Services and Compliance, Mona Friza Manan, noted that the incident claimed the life of one Indonesian, left one Indonesian migrant workers in critical condition, and caused injuries to three others. That's a news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.